Imagine feeling eyes on you in your most private moments, not from a hidden camera or stalker, but from your front door. In Unhinged, we meet Tana, whose front door isn't just an entryway, but a sentient being that has fallen deeply in love with her. This door observes her daily routines with tender admiration, the way she dances freely during hot summer days, how she leans against it when checking the peephole, even those vulnerable moments when she rests her forehead against its surface after difficult days. What makes this voyeurism surprisingly touching rather than creepy is the door's protective nature. It notices things others miss, including the predatory behavior of Randall, the building superintendent, whose interest in Tana has become increasingly aggressive. The door recalls with horror a woman who resembled Tana disappearing into the woods with Randall and never returning. Yet despite its awareness and desire to protect, the door remains trapped in wooden form, unable to warn her or intervene, creating a unique tension that drives the narrative forward. The stakes escalate when a police officer visits Tana, showing her a photo of a missing woman who looks strikingly like her, the same woman the door witnessed leaving with Randall. That evening, Randall visits with unsettling questions about her conversation with police, touching the doorframe possessively as he leaves. During a thunderstorm power outage, the supernatural elements intensify alongside very human danger. What makes this premise work is how the fantastical concept of a sentient door grounds itself in genuine fear. The door's frustration at its immobility creates a unique form of dramatic irony. It knows the threat but cannot act, leaving Tana vulnerable to a predator who has already killed once. The isolation of the power outage only amplifies this tension, as darkness envelops the apartment and Tana finds herself with only an inanimate, though sentient, door between her and potential harm. Just when you think you understand the premise, the story deepens with mythological connections. During the storm, a glowing figure in white robes, strongly implied to be Zeus, approaches the door and reveals its divine lineage. The door is made from his sacred oak tree and possesses half-dryad blood with godly heritage. This unexpected connection to Greek mythology transforms our understanding of the door's sentience and creates a bridge between mundane reality and ancient wonder. Zeus grants the door an opportunity, one night to enter Tana's dreams and convince her to help free him through intimate contact. Before departing, he confirms the door's fears about Randall, warning that the superintendent has already killed, and presents a clear threat. This divine intervention adds depth without overwhelming the story's intimate focus. The door's desperate attempts to enter Tana's dreams carry emotional urgency, not just for potential romance, but for her very survival. When the door finally enters Tana's dreams, it manifests as a handsome man desperately trying to warn her about Randall. The door reveals crucial information. Randall has already broken into her apartment and stolen her underwear. This violation carries horrifying implications. If he could enter undetected to steal intimate items, what else might he do? As Tana embraces the doorman for comfort, their physical connection becomes charged with emotion, but the dream fades just as he tries to explain how physical intimacy could free him from his wooden form. Upon waking, Tana largely dismisses the strange dream, who wouldn't, creating tension between what readers know and what she believes. The validation comes in a chilling sequence when Tana leaves for groceries and Randall enters her apartment, emptying pills into her orange juice and stealing another pair of underwear. When she returns to find her underwear on the floor, dropped during Randall's hasty exit, the door's warnings suddenly seem less like fantasy and more like her only hope for survival. After discovering evidence of Randall's intrusion, Tana faces a bizarre choice. Should she attempt intimate contact with her front door based on dream instructions? She approaches this surreal situation with practical considerations that ground the fantasy, cleaning the doorknob thoroughly with disinfectant and even placing a condom over it for hygiene reasons. These details add both humor and believability to an inherently strange scenario. The intimate encounter unfolds with attention to both physical sensation and emotional vulnerability, elevating it beyond shock value to a genuine connection between two beings despite their radically different forms. After this encounter, Tana believes nothing magical happened despite the intensity of the experience, until the door's perception suddenly changes. Its doorframe dissolves as it transforms into a human man, naked in the hallway before a scandalized neighbor walking her chihuahua. When Tana emerges from her shower to find a strange naked man where her door should be, her reaction, screaming and threatening him with a spatula, grounds the supernatural premise in realistic human behavior. Now human and named Dries by Tana, the former door acts on his protective instincts, stopping her from drinking poisoned orange juice. As she collapses in tears, Dries comforts her physically for the first time, promising protection while she frets about having no front door, a balance of supernatural and mundane concerns that grounds the fantasy. Their first activities together have charming domesticity, ordering a replacement door and watching movies. When Tana falls asleep against him, Dries strokes her hair with obvious affection, devotion that feels earned rather than obsessive because of his long vigil as her door. He installs a new door while she sleeps, choosing one with a handle rather than a knob to avoid jealousy, a humorous nod to their unusual situation. This thoughtful act demonstrates his continued protective nature, symbolizing his transition from being a barrier between Tana and the world to being her partner against threats. During a rainy evening, Randall forces his way into the apartment with a gun. Despite Tana's signal to stay hidden, Dries intervenes protectively. In the struggle, the gun fires, and Dries takes the bullet, feeling warmth across his chest before coldness overtakes him. This sacrifice completes his evolution from observer to guardian. He awakens transformed, back into a door with a bullet hole beneath the brass numbers, once again trapped in silent wood. Months later, Tana returns, explaining that Hera visited her dreams with instructions to bring Dries back. Following this divine guidance, she performs the same intimate act that originally transformed him. Their emotional reunion comes with a revelation. Dries will revert to door form every full moon, requiring them to repeat the ritual. Zeus leaves him identification, money, and a business card with a note. Tell him Dad sent you, and take good care of that beautiful girl. In our disconnected world, Unhinged reminds us that love sees beyond surfaces, transforming barriers into bridges. Perhaps your front door holds untold stories, offers protection beyond the physical, and represents the unexpected connections possible when we open ourselves to love in its strangest forms.